The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Bob, we were just talking about the St. Louis Arch with our friend Jeff Hathorne. Where are my glasses limits? Oh. You ever been up in that thing? It's horrifying. It sways back and forth. You get in this little egg, this little compartment, and it takes you up the side of the arch to the top, and then you get up and look around, and you can feel it swaying. I've never had a less enjoyable time at a United States landmark than that. What's it called again? The Arch.
Yeah, the Arch.
The St. Louis Arch. You've been up in it?
No, my daughter Chelsea has, and she said the same thing. It's a little kind of a weird experience. The thing's moving, and you're thinking you're up here all alone.
Basically,
there's nowhere to go if it sways too hard.
It wasn't good. I felt sick. I demanded to go back down immediately.
What is the most intense roller coaster you've ever been on?
The Cyclone.
You're a fan of roller coasters?
What's it called? Coney Island. The Cyclone.
Yeah.
Because, Bob, they've never changed. Like, the appeal of that thing is it's still made of wood. It's still wooden like it was in 1940. So, again, I demanded of the workers there to guarantee that it was safe, and then I wanted it to end right away. How about you?
I'm not real big into roller coasters, mostly because of the physical card, medical card of having open heart surgeries. And my doctor tells me not to do it.
No.
So that gives me an easy way out, because normally even if I didn't have this, I wouldn't go. I'm not a big fan of those kind of things.
50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills, What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Ray Fittipaldo gives the coaches a B for yesterday's game. Bob, I'm going to go with an A. I loved Mike Tomlin's call. He was wrong after the game when he says, put it on me because it didn't work. It was a bad idea. No, it was a great idea.
But he said he'd do it again.
Good.
Which I like. I give him an A, too.
I love it.
I'll tell you why. Mostly it's the way they contained Jaden Daniels. They didn't let him win anything with his legs.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing you do. You challenge him to beat you with the arm in the pocket.
Yeah. And he did more
to some degree, more
than he was given credit for, because his receivers kept dropping balls. But nevertheless, he's great and they're explosive and they held him to 242 yards. I thought it was a good defensive plan. And I thought that Artie Smith, when it mattered, came up with the right calls at the right times, and Mike Tomlin's having a great year. He's in the top three right now for Coach of the Year, I would argue.
And he should be, and it's amazing after all these years he's never won it. But then again, when your expectations are high to begin with, oftentimes you're not looked at the same way as others who have no expectations and then emerge as, wow, this team that you didn't expect. So expectations have held him back maybe, but right now, coming into this season, the expectations weren't as high as they've been, and therefore the results have taken him into this conversation.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High 60, sunny skies. Bob, I can't tell you what a wonderful man you are. And City Limits agrees.
1,000%. I appreciate it. Back to you guys. Always enjoy the Mondays here on a beautiful day. When everyone else is not here, we are here.
Sure, you inferred that he was stupid earlier, but he quickly forgave you.
I didn't do that. Once again, taken out of context.
Bob, I forgive you even if it was out of context.
He did call your opinion stupid.
He did, but not me.
But I've had stupid opinions. Everyone does.
Called out Bob once for that, and
See?
Joe thought that I was calling you stupid.
And
like
I didn't take it personally. I never do.
I would.
You got to have thick skin in this business, don't you?
Joe's really trying to make it personal.
No. Not everybody doesn't have thick skin, but
I'm just surprised you call me Ron. That's what I'm going to take away
that
most from this
hurt,
4 hours.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
I mean, you did it so nonchalantly.
Call him Ron.
Thank you, Limits. You did a marvelous job. Bob, I mean, I hope to see more of you quite soon. I guess we'll see how that plays out.
We'll see how it goes on the golf course.
And Limits, I'll see you tomorrow. We have a Tomlin Tuesday getting ready for who? Who's the quarterback of the Ravens?
Mister.
As we get ready for this. Yeah, Mr. Jackson.
That's Mr. Jackson.
Caught me a little off guard there.
We'll see Mr. Jackson in a few days.
There we go. I love that.
Have a good day. I see you.